WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Traveling weather systems are becoming more frequent as the overall upper air pattern extends further south with the change of season from summer to fall. There are basically two classifications for low pressure systems and two for high pressure systems. This week, we'll tackle low pressure systems. The two types of low pressure systems are cold core lows and warm core lows. A cold core low is characterized by these elements. Rising air occurs in all levels of the atmosphere. Low pressure systems cover a relatively small synoptic scale area as compared to high pressure systems. The path of the low can heavily influence precipitation totals. Once fully developed, cold core lows tilt to the northwest with height. The coldest temperatures are found at the center of the low. Air in a cold core low is cooled by both adiabatic expansion and evaporational cooling of rain and or snow. Our computer models have difficulty handling upper-level lows when compared to low-level lows due to lower model resolution in the upper levels. Most mid-latitude cyclones are cold core lows. Widespread precipitation is associated with cold core lows. Developed cold core lows are deep, showing up at each mandatory level as you go up in the atmosphere. Cold core lows are typically closed in the lower levels and show up as synoptic scale troughs in the upper levels. Cold core systems will usually be the ones to develop into significant storm systems with a large release of latent heat. Warm core lows, on the other hand, exhibit some strikingly different characteristics. Warm core systems can be divided into tropical cyclones and thermal lows. Warm core thermal lows tend to be shallow and most intense at the surface. These systems develop due to strong surface heating. Hot air due to intense thermal buildup results in positive buoyancy at the surface. The mid and upper levels of the low are stable. These systems are often seen in the southwest U.S. during summers and generally develop over land. The dryness of the lower layers keeps precipitation limited, with the exception of isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Tropical cyclones tend to be deeper than thermal lows, but they also weaken with height in upper levels. Sinking air or subsidence in the center causes compressional warming. Air rises rapidly at the center around the edges of the eye in the eye wall. Tropical cyclones develop over water. Warm core lows are strongest when vertically stacked. In fact, significant wind shear will weaken warm core lows. This is the opposite situation for a cold core low, since strong cold core lows will tilt with height. Next week, we'll tackle the characteristics of high pressure systems.